your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit, I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me.
Hi, it's John Bayless, and welcome again to this Miracle Hour. If you've just tuned in, we're so glad you tuned in. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'd like to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that this day that you'll grant your servant great boldness, Lord, to preach your word today, that, Lord, that you will stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, again, we look at God's nature again, see what his heart is towards you people, his people. And we go to the Psalms again, Psalm 103, 3 and 4 says, He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. See, the God of the Bible forgives all your sins to those who ask for forgiveness. And he heals all your sicknesses and diseases. Jesus has paid the price for your sin and sickness. He surrounds you with loving kindness and tender mercies. This is the heart of God towards you. It is always for your good and never for your bad. The facts about forgiveness, I'd like to talk on that today, the facts about forgiveness. We go to Daniel 9:9, says, The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. Amen, I'll repeat it. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We see the Lord's nature is merciful and forgiving to those who call upon his name, even those who have rebelled against him. 1 John 1:7 and 9 says, But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, the blood of Jesus guarantees the forgiveness of our sins. When you take him as Lord and Savior, forgiveness is a free gift. Isaiah 43:25 says, I alone am he who blots away your sins. For my own sake, I will never think of them again. What the Bible is saying here is God is faithful to forgive and forget our sins. Once you have confessed your sins, they are forever and ever forgiven and forgotten. Don't go and bring them back before the Lord again, because he has forgotten them. It says in Proverbs 28:13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. See, friends, to the Lord we must admit our sins. Receiving forgiveness requires us to forgive and repent. That's what God is saying here. And in Psalm 103:11-12, it says, for his mercy towards those who fear and honor him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far away from us as the east is from the west. Friend, this is good news. God removes our sins as far as the east is from the west to those who ask for forgiveness by taking Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He is our sin doctor. And in James 5:15-16, it says, for their prayer, if offered in faith, will heal him. That's the sickness. For the Lord will make him well, and if his sickness is caused by some sin, the Lord will forgive him. Admit, it means confess your faults to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and wonderful results. See, some sicknesses are a direct result of unforgiveness. We must forgive because God tells us to. Why? Because our health and well-being are at stake. Receiving forgiveness is connected to the healing of your body. I can't overemphasize this, friends. God tells us we must repent. We must be forgiving. Receiving forgiveness is connected to the healing of your body. In Romans 3:23, yes, all have sinned, all fall short of God's glorious ideal. And our problem is separation from God through sin. You can make a choice. There's only one way for this problem of separation. It's God's way, the cross. Jesus Christ is the only answer to this problem. He died on the cross and rose from the grave, paying the penalty for our sin and sickness and bridging the gap between God and people. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Our response, friends, is to receive Christ. The Bible says, John 1:12, but to all who received him, he gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was to trust him to save them. And how do you get right with God? And every message I bring out, it's the same message. For if we tell others with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and believe in your own heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And how to receive Christ? Through prayer. Invite Jesus to come into you and control your life through the Holy Spirit. Receive him as Lord and Savior. And what to pray? You just follow me along in this prayer. If you haven't prayed it before, follow me along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, God's assurance, his word. If you prayed this prayer, the Bible says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day, starting in the New Testament. Talk to God and pray every day, anywhere, at any time. And tell others about Christ. And worship and fellowship and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. And as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and your concern for others. And God will bless you as you do. Well, I'll start to pray for the sick and hurting soon. Jesus gave a command in Matthew 10, 7 and 8. He said, go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the lepers, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Well, I have received Holy Ghost power, and I will freely give it. I'd like to give you a testimony. It was just yesterday that I met a lady who I'd prayed for just a few weeks ago, that she'd been healed of cancer. She went to the doctors to confirm it, and they said she does not have cancer anymore. This is the power of God, see? Jesus Christ of Nazareth is still healing today. We see in Luke 10, 8 and 9, says whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. See, what the Bible is saying here, if you receive this message and believe, that have faith to believe, and this is what will happen. Jesus said, and heal the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. This was the command that Jesus gave. What he did, we are to do the same. We see in Matthew 11, that the blind people I have healed, said Jesus, and the lame people now walking without help, and the cured lepers, and the deaf who hear, and the dead raised to life, and tell them about my preaching of the good news to the poor. And blessed are all who don't doubt me. See, friends, it was a display of God's power against the impossibilities in the lives of men and women. The deaf heard, the dumb spoke, the blind saw, the cripples leapt for joy, the lepers received cleansing and were made whole, the demon possessed were set totally free. The Bible says in Psalm 107, 19 and 20, then they cried out to the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them from their destruction. The Lord has made a promise here that when those in troubles and distresses cried out to the Lord, he sent his word and healed them from their destructions. The Lord has made a promise here that when those in troubles and distresses cried out to the Lord, he sent his word and healed them from their destructions. The Lord is sending his word to you today through this radio broadcast. We see in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, "For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, let signs, wonders, and miracles follow this preaching." Well, those that are sick and hurting, place your hand on that sick part of your body now as I begin to pray, and have an expectancy to be healed. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to those with broken hearts and broken emotions, to the blind, the lame, the maimed, the lepers, the deaf, the oppressed, I bind and I break your power, and I command you to release God's people out of them. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. To those with cancers and growths and cysts, at the very roots of you cancers, I curse you now. I command you to shrivel and die. Loose God's people. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. Soundness, perfect soundness. Thank you, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing right now. I give you thanks. Friends, give thanks to Jesus for his healing touching you right now. See, friend, he loves you, and it's his will for you to be healed. There are many being healed right now. There's a person with a damaged neck. You heard it in a fall. You're being healed right now. Person that's called dropped arches in both your feet, you're being healed right now. There are cancers that are being healed right now. Thank you, Lord. There's a person with a knee problem that you couldn't move your knee. It's being healed. You can start to move it right now. Some of you are feeling the heat touching your body right now. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit right now. It's touching you right now. Your healing has started. People with pains, the pain's leaving right now. It's the power of God. There's an old lady. Lord, show me, there's an old lady. You're receiving your sight back right now. Thank you, Lord. There's a man with a crippled leg. It's being straightened right now. Just try it now, right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless your holy name. And many are being touched right now from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. There's some that have fallen over. It's not unusual for that. It did it in Jesus. When people fall out under the power of God, don't worry about it. It's all right. God's in complete control. Some people might be rolling on the floor and you're wondering what's going on there. It's all right. It's okay. Well, friends, to keep you healing, as God is speaking at the start of this message, we must forgive. Don't hold on to unforgiveness. It only leads to some sicknesses. Keep a good confession. Don't listen to doubt and unbelief. And do not fear. It's God's will for you to be healed. And faith comes by reading and hearing the Word of God and listening to Christian music. And walk in love. Jesus said we must live in peace with each other. Confess your sins. No witch doctors. Repent of that. Turn from this and confess it. I have seen many people not receive their healing because of witchcraft. And no superstition. It only puts you in bondage. Jesus broke every demonic power when he went to the cross. It has no effect on the Christian at all. If you're a Christian, you're born again. You have power over the devil now. And always look to Jesus, and God will bless you for it. Well, friends, we would love to hear from you. If you've made a commitment to Christ or received your miracle healing, We would love to hear from you and rejoice with you. My prayer for you is that may God's love, peace, and his choicest blessings be yours in Christ Jesus. Amen.
away.